Blog Talk Radio.
In the middle of my relationship with him,
I began to experience the wickedness of Satan, his attacks, how he would go in and do hurtful things, and I began to see more about the unrighteous ways of Satan and how he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he was literally trying to kill me out, and I didn't understand. Although I read the word, but I was still young, and I didn't understand how to deal with the situation. I prayed often, and I believe, and that's what is keeping me today, my beliefs and my faith. Amen. But when I was young, the word was exciting, but at the same time, I didn't know how to deal with what Satan was doing. He caused a lot of harm in my life because I didn't understand. Amen. And it's the soulish realm. Our souls is the one that is supposed to retain everything so that we can deal with the various issues, because the Bible let us know that Satan wants our souls. It's something about the soul, amen, that is so vitally important that God himself would come down, send his son, Jesus Christ, and himself, he would come down in the Old Testament days and look at situations like he did with Lot. And he seen the souls of the people in Sodom and Gomorrah and their thoughts and their deeds and all of their desires, emotions, whatever they wanted to do in the soulless realm, they carried it out in the flesh. Homosexuality was a big issue. And the Bible said, if it wasn't for Jesus Christ, and I'm paraphrasing it, we would all be like Sodom and Gomorrah. Everybody would be on a homosexual note, and that's what Satan is trying to do in the last days to form his one world government. One of the Antichrists, there are three that's coming up, but one of them, amen, praise God, he's not going to desire a woman, nor will he regard anything about human life. He's only after his own gain and what he can do to obtain it. And he would want everybody to be homosexuals and to marry or to have relationship with the opposite sex in order to produce children so that they can continue to carry on his wickedness. And so all of these laws that are passed all over the world in encouraging people to do lewd acts, to pervert their bodies, a lot of it is coming from the soulish realm, from their hearts as well. And they're thinking that this is the right way when it's not. Satan is one of the most wickedest, and he is the wickedest thing that I ever seen. I hate him because I have had a lot of warfare. He tried to kill me out when I was younger, in the middle of around where I first got saved, with heart attacks, and then here a few years back, he tried to give me sugar diabetes and caused problems with both of my children and, so many things that I had to see with my eye and live with it. But at the same time, I wouldn't accept it because I pursued the righteousness of God. But our souls, amen, should delight in the Lord. It should make her boast in the Lord. Amen. And we should be in a position where we should know how to deal with the issues now, because amen, we have reached maturity. When I was younger, I wasn't mature enough to do and to understand things, but I had one thing in mind that I prayed. I would pray hours and hours at a time. And God began to open up my understanding as I began to cry out. And the heart is more powerful than you can even imagine, because the more you retain the counsel of God in your heart, the more you're able to strategize against the will of Satan. And you're not going to be able to go in and win over Satan if you don't know how to use strategies of the mind. Amen. Praise God. That soul is ram, the heart, the mind. Amen. All of the entities that God has made in us, amen, all our body functionings, all of it's got to line up with the will of God. Because Satan will play on everything that you got. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, all of that he'll use. Temptations, all of that he'll use in order for you to do unrighteous acts. So the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13, and it says, "And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command, amen, you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." Now, a lot of people say heart and soul is the same thing, but the heart is different from the soul, saints. "That I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, and the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil." In order for us to receive the blessings of God, we got to love him with all our heart and with all our souls. Amen. Praise God. And when we love him, that will, amen, cause us to keep the commandments of him. Amen. So that we can be blessed and be a prosperous people. So because of, amen, God wanting to do an outpouring, wanting to share the goodness of him, then our soulless ram should retain the righteousness of him in order to be able to receive his blessings. In the book of Proverbs, it speaks about the soul, amen, and it speaks in Proverbs 19, it said, "Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool." Most people don't retain things because, amen, praise God, as soon as God tells them something, they'll go and say they'll obey. And as soon as issues come in their lives, one of the things they're going to do is act like a foolish man and go out there and speak a negativity that will interfere with what they're supposed to believe and cause harm to the very thing that God had already spoken will come to pass. God cannot lie. He's a perfect God. He's good. You know what he wanted with the Israelites? To worship him. And when they worshiped him and praised him, all he wanted to do was feed them and clothe them, be a blessing to them, give them the good of the land, milk and honey. And all they had to do was just worship him. But instead, their hearts, the soul, amen, praise God, that soulless ram was so corrupt and the hearts, amen, praise God, were so messed up, praise God, until they begin to not trust God in the heart, not trust God in the soul, and begin to work against the very thing that was able to keep them blessed. Amen. Jacob told God, amen, after you wrestle with God, he say, if you keep clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, food on my table, he said, then I'll serve you. Amen. You say that you are the God that created the heavens and earth, and you are the God that was my father Abraham, amen, praise God, and Isaac, amen, and I want to pass this on, I want to do the things. He said, I'll serve you. So he went on, amen, and obeyed God in his heart and in his soulish realm. Amen, praise God. So the Bible says in 19 verse 2, it said, also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. Now knowledge is given to the soul. We get knowledge from God, and it's given to our soulish realm. Amen. And then it went on to say, praise God, the foolishness of man perverted his way, and his heart fretted against the Lord. Amen. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. All of these issues are in the soulish realm, and if you are not in line with God, in alignment with God, these things are going to be, you're going to speak lies, amen. You're going to do wickedness, amen, and thank you are doing right, amen, just to please the soul. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, all of those, amen, the soul will pull up because we want to be pleased in those areas. And then they say, all the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go afar from him? He pursued them without words, yet they are wanting to him. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. We're talking about the soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. The Bible said wisdom is the principal thing. When I was told you in my middle age and foolish and stuff like that and didn't understand the word that good, I began to apply wisdom and make her my friend, amen, so that she could help me, amen, in time of need. She's my sister, she's my friend, and I call on her, and she's right there to help me, amen, praise God. And wisdom is given to the soul. Knowledge is given to the soul. Wisdom is given to the soul, amen. That's what the word says. My soul should keep the commandments of God. Amen. Praise God. And then in verse 20, it speaks about the counsel. Counsel is given to my soul. Counsel will retain my soul from the enemy. It will counsel me all throughout my life. Not only counsel retaineth the soul, but it retained the heart, amen, of man. Praise God. God's counsel is in my heart as well. It's like a deep water. It goeth in, praise God. It rememorizes what God has told me, amen, in my heart. Praise God. It rememorizes it in my soulish realm, and it retained God's word, and understanding will teach me how to put into action or pull it out of my heart, amen, the counsel, amen, that God has given me concerning my soul, amen, concerning my heart. Both soul and heart must receive the counsel of God. This is God giving me counsel, amen, praise God, in my heart, amen. He's given me advice in my heart, praise God, It goes to the soul, amen, the soul, amen, will retain it. Then my heart will pick it up, amen, praise God, and it will retain it, amen, in order for me to keep my soul from being destroyed. The heart and the soul work it together to keep my soul from being destroyed, because the thief, he's going to literally steal everything if you're not able to keep the counsel of God, if you don't retain it. It should be like the waters, the depth of the waters. They go deep, deep, deep into the earth, and nobody, amen, praise God, can figure out how deep a place is, because after so much depthness, amen, the scientists, amen, can't go any further, so they have to just guess on it. Well, that's the way the counsel of God should be in our heart and in our souls, because the heart, amen, is going to minister out of you what is needed for the various things that you have to encounter in your life. So you must keep your heart and your soul with the counsel of God in order to deal with the situations, because it might come up something that is very grave, and you might need advice, like in court. And the enemy is trying to do everything he can to try to cause you to end up in prison. Well, when your heart retain the word, when your soul retain the word of God, when you seek the wisdom and the knowledge and the counsel and the understanding of God, that advice is going to keep you, so that you know how to deal with the various people that you have to encounter, but also how to deal with Satan, because he'll come to you with all kind of lies. You're going to go to jail, the thoughts, or you're going to go to prison, or you're going to lose your job, or you're going to lose your husband, or your children are going to get on drugs. And the counsel of God will tell you, no, I'm the head and not the tail. Your heart will speak, amen, out of you that I can make it. I'm going to go forth. I shall retain my integrity and cause my children and my husband to walk upright, my life to be upright. Amen. Your heart will tell you, amen, praise God. My soul don't have to listen to what Satan is saying. My soul belong to God. My soul will retain the will of God. My soul will obey. Amen. Praise God. The Lord God Almighty. You're going to have to walk. Amen. Praise God. In a place. Amen. Where you know. Amen. Praise God. That your soul will be joyful in the Lord. He said, my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. Psalms 35:9. And it also tells you, amen, that the soul is cast down. Satan will work on you, and your soul will be cast down, and we take the lower nature instead of the higher spiritual nature, which the soul is supposed to be transformed by the renewing of your mind and by your heart being renewed, amen, which people say the heart and the mind are the same thing. Amen, and it's supposed to be renewed to the point that when issues come, amen, praise God, it won't bring your soul into a lower state, and you begin to doubt God, but you will begin to say and speak to the situations in your life and say, I know that my Redeemer lives, amen, and when he has tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold, and I am the head and not the tail. My soul, amen, rejoice in the Lord, and I know that, amen, praise God, God is going to fulfill the hunger of my soul. The hunger of your soul is to understand what's going on so that you can deal with the issues that you go through every day. Amen. With your soul, you're supposed to desire, amen, the Lord God and his will. And then God tells us, don't fear him, but fear him in this essence. Fear him in this essence. We supposed to fear the Lord God Almighty in this essence. He is the one that can kill the body as well as the soul. Amen. So Satan is the one that you, amen, are not supposed to fear. You fear God in this way, but he don't want you to fear him where you'll be afraid of him, that you don't socialize or seek him, but you're supposed to fear him because he's God. You reverence him, but you're not supposed to fear Satan. Amen. Because he's the one that will cause you to lose both your body, amen, and your soul. Amen. So, amen, praise God. Then it let us know that what, amen, would you gain, amen, if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? Your soul got to go back up to God. So your soul is what God is working on. Your heart is what God is working on. Your knowledge, your wisdom, your understanding, how to retain things is what God is working on, because Satan got wisdom, but it's perverted. Satan try to use knowledge and understanding and all that stuff with you in order to make you believe lies, but it can never accomplish anything but death to you. But when your soulless realm begin to line up with the will of God, your soul will begin to magnify God, begin to blow God up, begin to make God bigger than your situations, and you will begin to understand that, yes, God is great. He can bring me through this. I know that I can make it with him. Amen. And every soul should be subject to the high power. Let's look at Romans. Amen. Praise God. 13 and 1. Romans 13 and 1. Amen. Romans. Amen. Praise God. Trying to get to it. Romans 13 and 1. All the souls are important. Amen. Praise God. Knowledge is supposed to be retained in the soul. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. My soul should make her boast in the Most High God, who is able to present me faultless. Amen. Praise God. We've got to keep the perfect will of God in our souls. Our souls retain the word. Amen. And so I praise God, amen, for what he has done concerning the soul. And now that I'm in my latter years, I know how to keep my soul pure from all unrighteous acts. For the Bible says in Romans 13 and 1, it said, let every soul, every person, amen, but the soulless part of them be subject unto the high power. For there is no power but of God, the power that be given, ordained of God. Everyone, amen, praise God. Every soul it's two-part thing. Soul can be called a human itself, a person. But it also have the soulless realm. Well, I'm speaking about the soul, the human person, as well as the soulless realm, should be subject to the Most High God, which is the only power, amen, the high power, praise God. There are other powers, amen, but they cannot work for the good of the soulless realm, amen, of mankind. Amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In First Thessalonians, amen, it's 5 and 23, it speaks about the soul and the body being preserved blameless. Amen. We are preserved blameless when our soul line up with the will of God, when our soul retains the knowledge that is given, when our soul, amen, retain, amen, by wisdom, amen, praise God. What's needed for that soulless realm? My soul should keep the commandments, amen, and the counsel of God, amen, in the soulless realm, amen, praise God, in order for us to make it and stay with God. Have a wonderful day.